So what are the top 50 food entrepreneur books for 2020? Well, we're going to dive right into that list right now on Marketing Food Online. Damian from Marketing Food Online. All right, so what we're going to do is dive into a list of 50 books for food entrepreneurs, and they range everywhere from food trucks to how to get a cake business started at home, get a cottage food business up and running, or even start a restaurant. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go over several of the books right now. We're going to talk about a few of them really quick, and then down in the description will be the entire list of those 50 books. Take a look at it. I've actually broke it up into different food industries to make it easier for you to understand. So if you want to start a cake business, if you want to start a food truck, figure out how to open a coffee shop, all of these books are going to be fantastic resources that are going to give you an understanding of what it takes to get these up and running. It is a great way to get started. And I'm going to give you a big disclaimer really quick. Being that I have been in the food business my own for over a decade now, I'm going to tell you that you can't. You will not be able to learn everything from a book. When it comes to entrepreneurship, you literally need to just jump in and start, and you learn as you go. But there's nothing wrong with understanding a certain industry before you get into it, at least reading two or three different books or even more, understanding it before you take a financial investment or start a business. Is always good to have a really good knowledge base to get started with. But again, I personally did not learn the bulk of what I've learned over the years from books. I get a handful of books that gave me a great understanding of how to start a business, financial things and of that sort. But always keep in mind, it's always best to actually just do. You need to just do it and start. And as you go, ask questions, learn more, read more books, watch more videos of mine, whatever it takes for you to understand it. But always keep in mind, in the back of your mind, you will not learn everything from these books. I'm not going to tell you you will. But I do recommend a lot of them. They are great and fantastic and full of a lot of great knowledge. So let's not waste any more time. Let's hop into it. So I'm going to give you, I've got a stack here. I'm looking down at my stack. I'm going to give you about five or six. I think we got about six books here. They're a big, huge range, variety of food businesses, but they are full, chock full of great, useful information. And then inside of most of these books are actually additional resources in the back of them. And then throughout them, they give you more websites. They give you even more information. So they're great. So once you find that specific food, either food truck or maybe if it's a cake business, whatever that is, take a look at that list. Get yourself about two or three of those books. Sometimes you can probably purchase more of them if you want, but get your hands on them. Take a look at them, read through them, scan through them, and learn as much as you can. And then, of course, get yourself started as soon as possible. So this one is from Entrepreneur Magazine. This is great. This is a 55 Surefire. These are food-related businesses. Now, this one is great because it's specifically for starting with under $5,000. So a lot of you I know, because that's how I started. I only had about $15,000 when I first started. That was all I had, and I went through it very quick. But under $5,000, so if you've got about $5,000 you want to invest, or even just $1,000 or less, this is fantastic. This will be a great list of different businesses that you can get started for a lot less than you really think. To be honest with you, there are a tremendous amount of home-based food businesses that you can start for way less than $5,000. And again, that's the starting point, okay? Now, over time, you will invest more money and, of course, more of your time as well. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. You can't necessarily start it from right off the bat to be hugely successful with just $5,000 or $5,000 or even less. But to get it started, you can definitely do that with a numerous amount of food businesses from home. Next one up, if you are wanting to start a food truck, this book, The Food Truck Handbook, is phenomenal. This thing has a ridiculous amount of step-by-step processes on how to get started with a food truck. David Weber wrote this. As you can see, I've got a whole bunch of pages actually inside that I bookmarked. But this is a great book to get started. And again, these will be in that description. Simply click on the link, get yourself a copy. Now, I would recommend that you get these copies used, which most of the links that you'll check out are going to be used. No sense really, honestly, in spending like $20 or $30 for a brand new one. There's a lot of these in circulation that are used. Definitely go that route. Actually, all of these books you can get used. So the next one up is another one from Entrepreneur Magazine. It is the startup, the food truck business startup, which would go great, by the way, with the two of these. So these would be great together. Again, if you're starting a food truck business, This is a fantastic one, again, from Entrepreneur Magazine, which a lot of people know about. I'm sure you may or may not know about as well. But it actually talks about carts, trailers, kiosks, and a ton of other types of food businesses that are food truck related. But definitely something, even if you don't want to go the food truck route, giving carts and trailers and kiosks at malls and such, this is another great book. Next one up is, this is a specialty food business. This one covers a lot of useful information about packaging, labeling, guidelines, and that kind of a thing. Specialty food business, starting your own. This is a great one for beginners. If this is like your first food business endeavor, definitely get a copy of these. Very thin. It's not like it's reading like 10,000 pages. It's very small, to the point, very concise. Definitely a good book. This one is another phenomenal one from Entrepreneur Magazine. But this one is covering 5 different restaurants and 5 different food-based businesses. Again, very short and sweet, to the point. This does not take, 7 years to read. It's a very quick read. Again, a lot of useful information. And this is the startup series. And again, that link will be down below. And next one up, this is a huge one. Yes, this was actually a very big book, but this has a lot of other types of startup businesses outside of the food business realm. But to be honest with you, inside of this, this has a ton of food businesses. And it's great because it gives you literally how much it costs to get started, a brief description of it. So this is a great resource. And again, you can get it used. It's paperback. You can get it from, I think it's around 10, 15 bucks. Very inexpensive book. Useful information. Next one up is going to be for people who are looking to start a catering business. Now, I actually talked about this one probably a year ago. I did a really quick one about books for 2019. This is like the best of the best of the best books on the planet about catering. Now, this is thick. It's big and it's hardbound. Hardbound book. It's not paper. But this is well worth the investment. If you're looking to open up a catering business, this literally is like the Bible of those books. It has everything on the planet that you would need to know. It is a little expensive. Even if it's used, it's about 50 to 60 bucks. But investing in this is above and beyond anything you can imagine. It goes over so much information about catering. Very good, useful book about catering businesses. So those are a few really quick. As I always mention, I keep my videos short and sweet. What I wanted to do is show you some samples of the books that I, over the years, have actually been able to benefit from. But the biggest list will be that 51 down below. Click on that. It takes you over to the blog. I did a little article about it, about the books. Click on whichever book that you're looking for, whatever industry that you're into. Get yourself a few of them. And then that way, it's going to give you a really good foundation before you start to invest money and a lot of your hard-earned money and time. More than anything, investing your time in a food business, it'll give you a great foundation to understand what you're doing. So if that helpful, as always, please do give me a big thumbs up. This one was a short and sweet video, and I'll keep it up. I've got a handful of new videos that are actually coming out, some new ones for food trucks and a couple more for packaging. And then we've got some really great sponsored videos that are coming out for companies to do nutritional analysis for your food products. So I'll see you guys on the next video. And as always, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.